It's a stressful time of the year.
I'm about to start smoking.
Why?
No, like you just said, stressful.
I feel like you're the least stressed person that's ever lived.
I could be.
You're just kind of, just a penguin.
I'm just floating through life.
Yeah.
You know?
Just whatever,
come, come and go.
Come and go?
Yeah.
Not a bad way to go about it.
It's not. I'm losing my hair, though.
You're not.
No, you're not.
I'm thinning.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you are.
You can literally see my scalp. Yeah, you look like...
It's normal.
Normal?
Chop it all off. Just go Bruce Willis.
This kid says it's normal. Meanwhile, his hair's going down to his fucking nuts right now.
Oh, this kid's going to be in the casket with a full head of hair. Slick back like a news anchor.
I'm going. I'm receding in the corners.
All right, both of you can just shut the fuck up. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Nerd Soup Podcast. I am Bo Oliver, joined here today with two bald men. Two bald men and an alien. We have a lot of stories to talk about. Actually, just one big story.
Two?
Two big stories, but one main story, the new Star Wars trailer. But before we get into that, you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes at the Nerd Soup Podcast, and Spotify. Follow us on Twitter at NerdSoup4U. Send us your questions at NerdSoup4U@gmail.com. What's your Twitter again? NerdSoupMonkey and then Teddy NerdSoup.
Yep.
Cool. Simple enough. Purple girl, NS.
Yeah, that's thanks Marissa. For the plug.
Yeah, no problem. Get your followers up.
I've been trying for a while. I'm stagnant right now.
Well, you were going off on Twitter a couple months ago, but then you kind of fell off.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Twitter? You took Aaron's crown.
Having to keep, like, tweeting.
Having to keep tweeting?
Yeah.
Tweeting is,
That's stressful. Trying to get a funny tweet, and then you think it's funny, you put it out, and it's a dud. That's
Have you ever
worst.
Deleted a tweet because it's a dud?
Oh, absolutely.
Nash does, too. I leave him.
He deletes.
You catch him?
What?
Do you catch him doing it?
Well, he'll tweet something, and then be like, oh, I gotta delete this. I'll leave my duds out there. You gotta learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, but,
but you take them down, though.
You delete your hot takes.
I don't.
Yeah, I remember one time it was like, this tweet is no longer available. It was like a Star Wars hot take.
Probably drunk.
All right, let's go into the first story here. Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, the final trailer. I didn't want to watch it. Every time I say, I'm not going to watch it, and then they drop it, and I'm like, take a peek.
You check it out.
Why wouldn't you watch it?
Because I want to be surprised. I want to leave things up to the old...
It seems like a lot of trailers are given the whole movie nowadays, and it's really annoying.
Depends. I mean, this trailer...
They're like 3-minute trailers, man. It's like... you can show a lot of shit in 3 minutes.
No, yeah, this trailer premiered halftime of Monday Night Football, which that game was fucking terrible to watch.
Who played Monday Night Football?
Were you watching at that point?
Yeah, only for the trailer.
Well, what
I watch Jets and Patriots.
Ah.
But I only watch because...
I didn't see that game. How did it
shut up.
How'd it go?
I still watch when the Jets get blown out.
Riveting.
It makes me stronger.
Does it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just making you weaker. I think it's making you strong. It's
I
like
was
steroids.
Dying at your tweet that said the Yanks dies so the Jets can... No, the Yanks dies and the Knicks can live.
It's a pretty good tweet.
And then the Knicks got spanked.
Yeah, right. The Yankees sacrificed themselves for the opening night win that we blew.
Yeah, so, the trailer dropped. I mean... I was watching a bunch of people, made everyone shut up, turn the TV on as loud as it can go. Normal things. And I liked the trailer. At first, I didn't really, because I was just so depressed about the Jets. I'm like, who cares about this trailer? But watching it again, that was a good trailer. Solid. I don't think it gave away too much. It was pretty vague, except for the whole Rey and Kylo thing, because we already knew the Emperor was coming back.
Yeah, I feel like Rey and Kylo are going to have some sort of conflict in this one.
But
if you look back on the previous two movies, they've always have some sort of conflict with each other.
But yeah, but now they're back. They destroyed like a statue thing together, so...
Maybe that was just accident, you know? That was just like them waltzing and...
Conflicting damage?
Yeah, collateral damage.
I don't know. I don't
If they team up again...
On the Emperor? 2-on-1 on the Emperor?
Imagine they just teamed up on Finn. He's like, what? You guys could just kill me individually. That'd be a plot twist.
Is the Emperor going to go 0-2?
Yeah, he has to go 0-2. That's the thing. How are they going to end this in a satisfying way? Because the good guys won the last trilogy. That's the order, right? Bad guys won 1-3. Good guys won 4-6. So it's a rubber match here. You think you got to go with the good guys.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're going
to... Or find some way to balance the force.
I'm more anxious to see how well Rey is trained. Because she is by herself, unless they are using the Force Ghost. So I want to see her powers progress a lot more, because some time has passed. Like, it's not going directly after, right?
I think they said years. I think it's 3 years.
So that's ample amount of time to get yourself ready.
Teddy with the ample.
Yeah.
And that's a good word, right?
I think you said apple.
I'm sweating right now.
That took a lot out of you.
We see that shot in the trailer, like she's jumping, and then they kind of cut, and it's like a different time when she's jumping. So it seems like she is doing some sort of training.
Yeah, she could change the weather.
Is she training on the Death Star right now?
That's what it looks. I don't know. She might be, scavenger roots.
And hunting around for something.
Yeah, she's just looking for a snack. Trying to trade some parts. It's hard to get rid of those those habits.
Well, hear that bread that she got in the beginning of the first movie. It was so good. Like, she just had a craving this whole time for it. So now she's going back.
I want to see that bread again on screen.
Listen, I got an original Death Star. What do you want for it?
Wait, somebody's selling her the Death Star? That's what Palpatine's doing?
No, like, she has, like, an original part from the Death Star.
Oh, okay, right.
She's trying to sell
it. I thought you were saying, like, Palpatine's a car salesman now. Just pawning off the Death Star on people. Palpatine pawn stars.
Yeah, so...
He's back.
Yeah. What's his plan? Just to, like, make them conflict again and try and get Rey to the dark side? And, like, is that his big plan?
Well, it seems like he kind of...
It feels like they have a lot to explain.
2.5 hours.
Based on what Palpatine's been doing, and I don't know if they have enough time.
Maybe your scenario might come in.
He's been fixing that.
What scenario?
Cool
episode
9?
10.
Oh, episode 10. That comes episode 10. Yeah, I guess that's his throne, right?
Yeah.
It looks like a big floaty chair.
Yeah, it took him like 30 years to make it. That's why he was waiting.
That's what he's been doing?
He's been gone for a while, man. Good chair goes a long way.
Just been woodworking with Thanos. It's like, who's going to have the better Disney villain chair? I don't know. That's a hell of a chair.
Definitely is.
Sounded like Vader breathing a bit there at the end.
I'm sure we'll get Hayden Christensen, Anakin. We'll get Vader. We'll get all the old crew back together, because it did make it a part in the first trailer. Like, it's all the movies coming together for this final culmination of events. So I'm sure we'll get some things from the prequel, the original trilogy, and things from the sequel trilogy as well.
Does this trailer make you guys any more excited than you were, or not so much? Or
I've always been same? I've been excited, but certainly as we get closer and closer to Christmas, it's just going to keep going and going and going until opening day. Which, we got our tickets, thank God.
Yes, we did. Those ticket queues are dangerous. Me, Aaron, Nash, and
Marissa.
So that's
what section are you guys in?
Oh, it's sold out. Those theaters, dude, with Star Wars, they sell out instantly.
Yeah.
So you have to be just prepared.
It's a bigger pre-sale than Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
I can't.
If you guys didn't get me a ticket, I swear to God, I'm going to burn this place fucking down.
No, we did. We got you a ticket. Marissa's actually the odd woman out.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, you know, only can get so many tickets.
Is Nash coming?
No.
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah, that's the fourth.
I feel like we can trade him out for Marissa.
Okay. Well, sorry, Nash. I just threw you under the bus.
On the podcast and in life.
Yeah, but he has no trade clause, though. So
Nash does? Oh, yeah, that is true. He has no trade for his ticket.
We'll cut him. We didn't give him any guaranteed money.
Oh, my God.
Did he sign for guarantees?
He's playing off incentives.
We owe him a large corn and a drink, but that's it. And a bunch of crunch.
I'll bite that bullet.
You gotta buy Nash the large, okay. You gotta buy him a bunch of crunch as well.
Who says?
Part of the contract. Does it make me more excited? Yes. Yeah, it does.
Really?
My excitement was waning for Star Wars. I think it's everything that surrounds the franchise as well. The debate online is just unbearable at this point. And Marissa tweeted something the other day. She was like, my mom saw the trailer and was like, they're making another Star Wars? She was like, can you imagine living with that type of peace?
Yeah.
Just going throughout your day, oh, they're making another Star Wars.
So we're doing like the Phantom Menace. We're doing like the Revisited and just going back and seeing the reaction of that and how it was just the same thing. It's just repeating itself.
Yeah.
And I think people forgot how bad those were. What, like a bad
first and second and a good third one?
No. I mean, the first and second Force Awakens wasn't bad. Neither was Last Jedi. But it's just the debate has been raging for 20 years. And
you don't like Force Awakens?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I didn't say it was good, though.
Wow.
Teddy's been on the internet.
I've been trolling.
But it's been going on for 20 years, and it's just, I don't know. I hope this episode is good and everyone can like it, but probably not. People are already giving it negative reviews on sites.
That's just because.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like no matter how good or bad this movie is, people already have their preconceived notions of what they want to feel about this movie. That is, for some people, just not going to change regardless. But
do you want a definitive end? Do you want the good or bad side to win?
Yes, definitely.
Who do you want to win?
Return of the Jedi had such a great definitive ending. But who do I want to win?
Yeah.
Good guys. Come on.
Really?
Yeah, I want the team that Yoda's on, man. Those are my guys. Yoda, Luke,
I didn't think of it like that. I'm thinking right now, you know.
Where's the after party?
The after party this time?
Yeah.
The old Death Star?
The Bada Bing Casino in New Jersey. This is all the Sopranos characters.
You gotta go back to the forest moon of Endor. Hang out at the Ewoks after. Ewoks? They do a fucking banger.
If they go back to Endor,
they do.
I want to see.
They do a fucking shindig.
They did. Yeah, that Ewok barbecue was hot.
Oh, who's that band?
The
cantina band?
Yeah, you get the cantinas, you get the 1950s diner guy to cater it, get the Ewoks. The whole thing is going to be a banger.
What's the 50s guy again?
I don't remember his name.
Dexter Fletcher?
Dexter Fletcher, yeah. The diner's very underrated. I want the Ewoks to come back if they do go to Endor. I think that would be cool. At this point, just bring them back.
Might as well, right?
Yeah, well, Endor is different than murder bears. They're on the moon.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, the forest mood of Endor. You know what I meant.
I'm just saying.
Endor's different, though.
Cancer sticks for the boys on the forest moon. Getting more after we
cancer sticks.
Death sticks.
Kill Palpatine for
the death sticks.
Death sticks.
Obi-Wan's got them.
Yeah. You think we'll see all the force ghosts?
I think so.
I hope so.
I think we see Obi-Wan. I think we see Yoda. Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan because he's coming back for the show.
I'm going to lose it if we see Yoda.
Well, now, I mean, we saw Yoda in The Last Jedi. I actually hope we don't see him again because I think that was a great final scene with Yoda. I hope we see Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader. That's the big one that I want. Well, as like half Anakin, half Darth Vader. They had that concept art in The Force Awakens.
Well, his Force Ghost was Anakin in the revised version of Return of the Jedi, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be the same. I don't know how the aging works because do you get to pick your age when you're a Force Ghost?
Yeah, I think so. It's like the create a character screens for video games.
See, he's old Obi-Wan
in the
original trilogy. Now he's going to be young Obi-Wan. And Hayden Christensen certainly is aged since.
He still looks young enough, though.
Yeah.
Well, look at Todd in the Breaking Bad movie, you know? Todd, you want to drop a couple? Nope. We'll do it like this.
Weird. Speaking of which, Teddy, your 10 out of 10 for El Camino is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It was aggressive. It was aggressive.
First of all, you saying that...
A little biased.
I was editing it.
I was a little biased.
I was editing it, and I heard you say that, and later on, you're criticizing the movie. I'm like, how are you going to criticize multiple aspects of the movie?
I didn't criticize multiple aspects. That was probably one thing I said.
No, you did criticize about two things.
Yeah.
You said too much comedy and Walt being dead.
And it wasn't even that... It wasn't that even a lot of comedy.
I said too much comedy?
Either you or Nash.
You and Nash were both a little frustrated with it. I remember you having a couple criticisms, but then you also gave it a higher score than Joker and said Joker was a better movie.
It was a little biased, all right? I was riding the high, okay? I don't know.
Well, he gave it an 8.1.
It was a bad score, okay?
Do you want to revise your score?
I do. It was a bad score.
We haven't even released the review yet, and you're revising your score.
Yeah, let me...
We'll get out ahead of it now, because this will be out tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Well, the review will come out soon too, so
just put it out. I don't care.
I know, but you want to get
it? It's not your score that's getting revised. What the hell do you care?
I'm trying to help you out.
I'm just saying that you're getting a bad reputation here. I'm trying to protect you. Yeah. You're gonna be known as the guy that changes his skin.
Protect what? What are you protecting? What?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, your rep is already in shambles.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on here to Bob Iger responding to Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola, of course, was asked about Marvel movies and his opinion of them, and he agreed with Scorsese and called them despicable. And he had a bunch of other pretentious things to say about how the movies just...
It's a strong word.
Yeah.
Despicable?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a strong take. It's a bad take.
It's like calling them... So he's calling the Marvel Cinematic Universe shit, pretty much.
Yeah, but I like his take more than Scorsese, because Scorsese's comments were almost even more harsh when he was like, they're not cinema. It's like, yes, they are.
What does that even
Francis
mean?
Francis Ford Coppola is like, they're despicable cinema. It's like, okay, that's your opinion then. But Scorsese's like trying to say, it's like, I don't like egg bagels, so they're not bagels. It's like, no.
Yeah, okay, bagels. I get that, yeah.
He's trying to say that it's less than cinema.
They're different types of cinema. He called them amusement park rides, theme park rides, which I guess, all right, I can understand what he's saying.
What is Goodfellas? Goodfellas is literally King to Ka, the movie.
What do you mean?
It's just high octane, high pace, doesn't take a break. That's literally the definition of a theme park movie.
Well, I mean, all right, none of the MCU movies are, I guess, to the standard of Goodfellas or The Godfather. Obviously, those are two of the best movies of all time, but they don't have to be. They're very entertaining, and they're saying, I guess both of them, how there's no like emotional attachment. If you were only in a theater with a bunch of people who have been emotionally attached to these movies for the past 10 years, over 23 films, you would understand that there is. I mean, people were crying when Iron Man died.
He's got to be saying
people
that
are
from
cheering
his own perspective. Yeah, to say that.
Events happen. People do have an attachment to these characters, and just because you don't particularly like these movies, okay, that's fine. Not everyone likes these movies. Not everyone likes superhero movies, and that's fine, but to disparage them in that way, in such a pretentious way, is... I don't see it. What?
I say it's a little reckless.
I think it is reckless.
It's a little salty.
But Scorsese is one of my favorite directors, too, but I could still be like, hey, guy.
But you hate The Godfather, that's the thing.
I don't hate The Godfather, I just think Goodfellas is better, which is probably true.
Despicable.
It's despicable, yeah.
I don't like that take.
I need Francis Ford Coppola to comment on that take. What do you think about Aaron the Nerd 2 Monkey saying Goodfellas is better than Godfather?
I'm surprised he's still alive.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah. Well, no, Scorsese, I know he's making a movie, but if The Irishman, but if someone said, yeah, Francis Ford Coppola, like, yeah, he's been dead for like a year now, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. Sad day.
Oh, I think he meant like alive, like he hasn't got killed yet.
I think that's what he means.
Oh, I thought you were saying like he's actually like he didn't know about him. Like, you didn't know what he was up to.
Well, no, if you said, like, if this story never came out and someone was like, oh, remember when Francis Ford Coppola died? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm saying that he didn't get killed from saying what he said. Both of them.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
He thinks that I'm surprised that no one killed him for saying that.
Yeah. Right.
What I said was that I thought he was already dead.
Yeah. When Chuck Berry died, I was like, isn't Chuck Berry already dead? It seems like one of those guys that's already dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was alive all this time? Chuck Berry's been alive while I've been alive? That was weird.
What was his last movie?
Chuck Berry?
Coppola.
Oh, Coppola.
He's making a new one, actually, right?
He is. He's making some movie called Utopia. Hmm. It's about a utopia. His last movie? I don't know.
Utopia fucking sucks. Prick.
Imagine he signed on to direct Ant-Man 3. That would be a plot twist.
Some shit I would do.
Well, then Bob Iger came out and responded to their comments as well, and he equated Black Panther to movies like Goodfellas or Godfather. And I think he meant more about the impact that these films have had, and Black Panther obviously does move past cinema in that way. But his comments as well, when he talks about the word despicable, Bob Iger was saying he used that word despicable. That's something that you use to refer to mass murderers. And he wondered who he was addressing. It's like, are you addressing our filmmakers, Taika Waititi, who's directed other critically acclaimed movies besides Thor Ragnarok, and Ryan Coogler as well, who did Black Panther, and he's done other critically acclaimed movies. That's the thing. Everybody says, oh, they're cookie cutter, they're studio films. It's not like these people aren't busting their ass to make these films. These films take years out of their lives. If it was easy, then everybody would be doing it. It's a difficult task to make a $200 million movie.
Look at DC.
It seems like...
Yeah, they suck at it, right.
Well, it's, not a,
it seems
Joker
like,
was good.
It seems like they're taking the stands of like the new age, like they're old heads.
Yeah.
Big time
boomers.
It's
one of those things.
It's like parents not getting in with like iPhones and shit, saying, oh, yeah, back in the day, you know. We didn't have this.
It's funny because Spielberg.
But that's not how it is anymore.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, movies aren't a dime. You know, oil costs more.
What else?
No polio. I don't know.
Yeah.
Times, we have it so easy. Change. Yeah. Spielberg was the one who came out and said that he kind of enjoys them and that his favorite was Guardians of the Galaxy. That's the thing. They're all best buddies with Spielberg and George Lucas, the two guys who invented the superhero genre, essentially. They spent their entire careers making superhero movies. James Cameron, same thing. So a lot of these guys have been doing the same style of Marvel movies for a long time. But just because... That's the thing. When they say that they lack creativity... That, to me, is ridiculous.
It's all creativity. The entire thing is creative. What? Every shot, even the movie itself.
And I mean, the characters.
It's imagination. What do you,
the decades.
It's fantasy.
Well, it's the same thing that with comic books when Stan Lee would say he would go out to parties and just say he was a writer, but he wouldn't tell people what he wrote. Oh, I write books.
Wait, so is he shitting on Stan Lee then, too?
Well, no, like, I'm saying that Stan Lee went through the same thing. But I guess.
I'm saying, are they taking shots at Stan Lee, too? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I
remember my friend's mom, you know, when I would read comic books and she'd be like, oh, that's not literature. I'd never let my kids read one of those.
Fucking roasted, huh?
Yeah, no, she fucking owned me. Like, sorry. But, you know, you look at something like Watchmen, what HBO is doing with that source material, considered one of the greatest novels, forget graphic novel, just stories ever written. So, I mean, like you said, it's going to be hard for them to understand.
I just read that, that four-set comic that I bought from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I miss reading comic books.
Well,
I love reading it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to start reading comic books again.
I guess
I'll
like,
hold you through that.
I guess
do it.
Okay, I will.
I just found out Bailey's comics moved. I didn't even know they moved.
Yeah, they did move. Like 5 years ago, you've been out of the loop.
I think it was even more than that.
I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! In the back room.
I just don't know how they don't understand how like there's different types of cinema. Like obviously you have like your art house and your prestigious films, but across superhero genre comedy, there are different levels, and you can equate a great comedy to a great art house drama, even though they're totally different movies. How can you say one cinema and one isn't? I would say Superbad is one of my favorite movies of all times, and I know it's ridiculous to compare that to Goodfellas, but they rank similar to me as a viewer. And that's what it really is. The cinema is for the audience.
All right, guys, let's go to fan questions. Yeah, I mean, we don't really have much to talk about. Teddy, you got any development in your life?
Yeah, I got a new job.
Oh, nice.
Well, waiting for the board approved.
Oh, boy.
It's a formality, he said.
Yeah, you didn't get a new job.
You got fucking jerked.
I swear, it would happen to.
Yeah, it's a formality.
Yeah. Well, because they called me and said that he picked my name to give to the board. Now, just like, you know, the board has to approve it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Next board meeting is pretty much what we're waiting for.
Oh, actually, we have one more story here. Let's talk about the Joker possibly crossing the $1 billion mark. They're saying that it's projected to hit $900 million. Thoughts on that? The Joker making all this money? I feel like it's making... I think I put it in the 700s. That was my guess.
It had the best October opening, I think. It beat Venom, because I think Venom had it when it came out. It's not surprising. I mean, just from a buzz standpoint, you had all these articles bashing it seemingly before it even came out or as it was released. And I think for a lot of the audience, they kind of wanted to, all right, let me see it for myself. What is this movie garnering all this controversy? Let me go check it out. And it's an iconic character, the Joker. Joaquin Phoenix, one of the best actors living today. You combine all of that with this grittier take on that character that we really don't know much about. It creates a lot of interest. I'm not surprised.
You know what's crazy if you think about it? All the reporters that bash it, that don't want people to see this movie, it's kind of like the Joker himself, like how much the Joker antagonizes Batman, and the more he feeds into it, like the more powerful he gets, or like the more of an upper hand he gets, he's like more real estate in his head. It's like the more these like analysts and journalists bash on this movie, the more people are going to want to go see it. So keep bashing it.
Good publicity.
Yeah, keep bashing it.
I'm so happy this is a movie though where it's like Endgame or Star Wars. That's a movie you can already pencil in a lot of the fans to go see multiple times, even Fringe fans. This one, I'm not sure. I saw it twice, but I'm not sure if it was the movie that a lot of people are going to return to the theater to see. Not because they didn't like it, because it is a different type of movie. It's not a fun movie to watch. It's a very interesting movie to watch. But it looks like I feel like a lot of people are returning to the theaters to see it, and people who probably won't go see a traditional comic book movie are interested in this movie. Yeah. People like my mom, like, she wants to see this movie.
I feel like this movie...
She'll never see Avengers.
Mm-hmm. This movie is more on the lines of cinema to me. Like, it's not a superhero movie.
This
is it not?
Cinema.
Is it not?
Funny enough, Scorsese was attached to this.
Yeah, he was one of the earlier
and
producers.
And it's based off of...
A lot of his earlier stuff.
Yeah, King of Comedy and Taxi Driver.
Well, I think it's funny because one of the greatest directors of all time, Jean-Luc Godard, French director, a lot of his films were inspired in terms of the iconography of American comic books. The colors, the palettes, the contrasts, a lot of that he took from American films, crime films, and comics. So he was almost paying homage to these forms of media from the 40s and 50s. And now it's filmmakers today who probably look up to Godard and think he's... you know, an icon. Now they're shitting on the things that
he
influenced
took all
him.
That from, yeah.
Right, yeah.
All of his influences, they're shitting on.
It's just people always have to make it seem like... I see it with friends that I know personally that are big film fans that, you know, just are everyday people who are not on the internet talking about it. They don't like Spielberg. You know, they think that his films are a bit hollow. And of course, they don't like comic book movies. So, but with Joker, it does kind of have that appeal of being an Oscar movie and also being a character that's so popular in the world of comic books. It's a perfect recipe.
Did all this come out because people were like praising for like Endgame to win an Oscar and now like Joker to get an Oscar? Like, is that why these critically acclaimed critics are coming out and saying that these films aren't Oscar worthy?
Critically acclaimed directors?
Directors, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Over the last couple of years with Black Panther being nominated.
Saying, like, this superhero movie isn't, like, a movie that I directed.
And the MCU now is so big. So when Martin Scorsese, what was the last movie he made? Silence? I'm sure on the Silence media tour he wasn't being asked about the MCU. But The Irishman is getting better reviews. It's a Netflix movie. It's bigger. It's got the de-aging effects. So that's interesting. The questions are just going to be more frequent.
It was a PR move by him.
Oh, yeah,
he
of course.
He wants more eyes on
The
Irishman.
Definitely. Now more people are talking about Martin Scorsese. He's feasting off of the MCU
and
while
also
trashing it.
I mean, why are they? I understand asking the question, but it's a question.
That's why you ask it. You
manufactured for generating clicks.
Yes, 100%. That's what the media is there for.
I know.
They make these guys famous, so it's the same thing with athletes. When athletes get frustrated by questions,
yeah,
that's the media's job.
Yeah, right.
It's there to get you in the headlines.
Like Cam Newton always does his little fucking hissy fit when he loses.
Oh, just going at Cam Newton.
Well, no, it's an example. He's just
one
that sticks
like
out and does it every time
Bill
he fucking
Belichick
loses.
Is a fucking prick.
You know what? It does annoy me that he's like, I want to know more about the team. And he never fucking gives any answers or anything about the team.
I love that Belichick's like that.
Oh, it's such a scumbag. Him and Popovich, I can't stand them. Answer the fucking questions.
It's funny.
You get paid to interact, and basically...
They are interacting.
The media is the medium between the fans who
you
support your sport.
You getting mad about it makes it so much better, actually.
Oh, so Bill, are you ready for the game on Sunday?
And all these reporters are so scared to, like, say anything.
Oh, yeah, Cleveland, good game. We get ready for it. Hopefully you win.
Yeah, but Belichick will talk if you get him, like, off camera.
Anything you've seen in Baker Mayfield in film? Yeah, good quarterback.
Or like when Marshawn Lynch kept saying, I'm not here. Yeah. I'm only here because I don't want to get fined. And everybody's like, don't answer.
That's funny.
You owe me an answer.
That is funny, though. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
You see this, everybody's going to the stairs in the Bronx from the Joker movie. And all the residents, all the Bronx residents are like, yo, get the fuck out of here. This is not a tourist
attraction. Where are those stands? Those stairs?
In Bronx. The Bronx. Well, I don't know exactly where.
Dicks.
I don't know exactly where, but.
Y'all get on the street.
You want to go there?
I'm down. I'll do his dance down there.
Yeah, I know you will.
That was a funny one. He's humping.
Yeah. Did you see that one tweet? It was like, the bells of death chime.
I was going to take that quote, but surrender it around a different movie.
What movie?
I was workshopping it in my head, but I got too lazy.
That's like the tweet about
workshopping.
when Daenerys has the dragon wings.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was like, this needs to be studied in film school.
Yeah.
I watched an interview with Joaquin Phoenix, and he was saying that all his dance moves, they were choreographed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Because like, I would have thought that they were just like on the spot. Like,
yeah.
He was just dancing around, but he was practicing.
Who were they choreographed by? James Gunn?
It was more of like him. Like, it wasn't like on the spot.
Inflatable like, he just, arm like, tube guy.
Yeah.
Yo.
Elaine from Seinfeld.
What
Kick.
The more I think about it, that song choice is very bad. The rock and roll part. That took me out of it. Right. I'm like, why is this song playing now?
It worked for me.
It didn't really fit the movie. And then it goes right back to the eerie score. I don't know. It's just like such a... I think someone put it good. It's like, I didn't want to hear a song that I knew in that... In that instance.
This question here from Sully at CellCell 5000, frequent listener. Hey, Sully. What fast food place do you all crave the most?
Taco Bell.
Oh, I can go for Taco Bell.
You guys do love your Taco Bell.
It's so good. Miss Taco Bell so much.
Let's go get some.
No.
The one that I crave the most when I'm just sitting back and like getting, probably Wendy's. I get the Wendy's cravings. What do you mean, ew?
I like a good Wendy's.
It's like saying you want Arby's right now.
I don't.
Arby's isn't bad either.
Arby's stinks. What do you like?
What do you know about fast food? Meats. All you get is Don's and Taco Bell.
That's a lie.
Whatever. Have you gotten Chick-fil-A since they built it here?
No, I don't like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no. You want? Well, you never got it, right?
I don't like it.
Okay.
It's just a chicken sandwich. I can get that from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Well, not McDonald's.
Not the same. Chick-fil-A is much better chicken
sandwich.
It
makes no sense. It's a deep-fried fucking chicken sandwich.
It's different, though.
It does.
Like growing the chickens in the back?
What does that have to do with the quality of the sandwich?
A lot.
So you think McDonald's is like growing their chickens? Do you think McDonald's even has chicken? That's not chicken.
I got faith in McDonald's.
It's a bad take.
What?
It's not. Of course it is.
I don't know. Those chicken nuggets?
Who cares?
It's white meat, dude. 100%.
Yeah. It says it right there in the box. Yeah.
You read?
This question here from Crazy Crab at KNovel_12. Worst superhero casting in the past 20 years? I'm going to go villain. I'm going to say Jamie Foxx as Electro.
I just watched that the other night.
Is it a bad casting or just a bad character?
Bad character. His voice, too, was fucking annoying.
Right,
bad
maybe
casting,
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. So you could make Jamie Foxx, I could see, being a sick Electro, but they just made this character shitty.
Well, that starts with casting.
Starts with conception, I feel like. Because, Val Kilmer could be a hypothetical...
What are you arguing in front of the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Be a good Batman, but...
Strike that.
Joel Schumacher directing your film, it's not going to be a good character.
Mr. Zuckerberg. I would say Jesse Eisenberg is Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. One of the better castings.
Like, is Halle Berry a bad Catwoman, or is that movie just a piece of shit, and no one could have made that Catwoman good?
Yes, maybe.
Ryan Reynolds?
As
Green Lantern?
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool the first time.
Really?
So that's not a bad casting. It's a bad character decision.
Yeah, at the time it was bad casting, though.
Because Ryan Reynolds is Green Lantern.
If the character is going to be bad, then
that's a horrible casting.
I could see Ryan Reynolds being a great Hal Jordan. That movie just fucking sucked.
So then the question, you can't answer it, because then there's no bad castings for good movies.
Well, Jesse Eisenberg is not a great
Lex
Luthor.
There you go. It's a bad movie, though.
Yes, but in a good
you
Batman
didn't like
versus...
Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor?
It's not great.
I don't.
Not really?
The Red Capes are coming.
I thought he's a great Lex Luthor.
The Red Capes are coming. The Red Capes are
coming. He's a great. He plays a great villain.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
This question here from Alex Posniak. When are we getting Teddy's stand-up?
Today, right?
I'm still workshopping some ideas.
Next week, next podcast.
I forgot all about that.
Have you been writing anything?
It is literally all I think about. It eats me alive that I gotta do this.
Seeming like in the middle of the day, like, just, oh, that's funny.
Elena, give me the pad. I got a joke.
I can't forget it. I have three scenarios, and
oh,
I'm
boy.
Trying to get the right way to say it to make it funny. I'm just not a funny guy like that. Well, off the cuff, I'm...
Next week. 3 minutes, too. That's a while.
It is, man. It's a long 3 minutes. Like, I can be funny, like, inadvertently, but when I got to actually try and be funny,
yeah, it's tough.
I'm bad at telling stories, man.
Well, I believe in you.
This is going to be a push.
Where are you writing your stand-up? Just on your phone?
My head.
What are you doing, Biggie Smalls, just reciting your lyrics?
No, well, I had the scenarios on my notepad, on my phone.
He's like the Joker at the comedy club, laughing at all the wrong parts, taking the worst notes.
This question here from Crispy Chris at Chris Crandall 1.
Chris Crandall?
Top 5 sitcoms.
Friends.
Oh, God. What
is, hey, let's do a group one. Friends.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Curb.
Is The Office a sitcom?
Yeah, The Office.
Are they sick? I feel like a sitcom is 3-camera laugh track.
Bad castings. What's a sitcom? No, I've
everyone
heard that
Raymond.
No, no. Like shows like Modern Family, The Office, they're sitcoms.
Okay.
Situational comedies.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Everyone loves Raymond? Is it everyone or everybody?
Everybody? Everybody loves Raymond, yeah.
And is it Everybody Hates Chris? Or everyone?
So for me, like, if we're just going to go
King
comedies.
Of Queens.
No, God. Put the top 5 Long Island guys.
Yes.
Yeah. King of Queens.
Kevin James.
Kevin
Can
Wait.
Everyone
Two
Hates
and a Half
Chris.
Men. Everybody Hates Chris. And That 70s Show.
So Parks and Rec is a sitcom.
Yes.
Always Sunny. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Curb.
Modern Family.
I love Modern Family.
The big one, the most popular one
New
of
Girl's
the last decade
too.
Would be...
New Girl, that's funny.
You watch New Girl?
It's a funny show.
New Girl.
Not really.
Everybody, no, not How I Met Your Mother.
Mm.
You watch that too?
No, I don't like it, but I'm just saying that's one of the most popular of...
That's like one of the shows where I've seen all
Can
the...
Can you stop?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Can you just put down the soccer ball?
How I Met Your Mother is one of those shows where I've seen...
Every time you put a soccer ball down, you gotta do it a free kick. Like the...
Yeah, what are you...
All right, I'm done. Next question.
Teddy pulls out a stress ball. What were you going to say about How I Met Your Mother?
I don't care anymore.
No, say it.
No, you're
coming
to
cut
a
you
point.
Off.
It's one of the shows where I've seen every episode, but still don't
to
love
it.
Really? You've seen every episode?
But I don't like it.
How did that happen?
I needed something to watch. I like it, but it's not one of my favorites. But
so you mowed through How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, just watching. I'm like, well, I got to find out who the fucking mother is. Been waiting this long.
The Scrubs? A sitcom?
I guess.
I feel like
what's that other one? Grey's Anatomy? Is that a sitcom? Or is that like a drama?
No, that's a drama. It's like a
Why does that show have so much praise?
It's the doctors.
Everyone loves Grey's Anatomy. I don't get
Remember
it.
Fear Factor?
Yo.
Joe Rogan.
It came back for a season.
It did?
Yeah. Ludacris was the host.
Yo, Joe Rogan is like the guy. Really?
Yeah.
Ludacris.
Horrible.
What is Joe Rogan?
He's just like the guy to be, you know?
I love his podcast.
Hunts Elk.
Yeah,
podcast, smokes weed all day, psychedelics.
He's like the ultimate guy.
Yeah, he's just a guy being
a
bro.
He's a man's man.
He's a man's man's man.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Why?
You don't want that life?
He's a male Oprah.
Yeah.
It's not the male Oprah.
He's actually more influential. He's bigger.
Oh, God. No, I'm just saying, the guy from Fear Factor is now
he's become the male Oprah.
Go figure.
It's hot. That's a take. I don't know, he's all right. I like him on
it's
the
a big come up.
I like him on the UFC fights. He's very knowledgeable about that.
Fucking
I don't think I've ever listened
looks
to
horrible. What do you mean?
What?
He looks horrible. Bald, sweating, screaming.
Yeah, what do you mean? And his element is his podcast. You're over there talking about Fear Factor Joe Rogan. You know he's got a podcast, right?
Yeah,
it's
I've
pretty
heard.
Big.
I've heard.
I feel like you've never heard.
He did Edward Snowden.
Would you watch that? You sip your tea? I'm like,
Wow.
He makes a compelling case.
No, I don't really listen to much podcasts that aren't like movie or sports related, so.
This question here from Dylan at DylanFlow78.
So you're the man's man.
Most anticipated non-comic book movie of 2020.
Dune?
Yeah.
Irishman?
Dune.
2020's.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Tenet? Yeah. Nolan and Villeneuve, so those are probably going to be your most anticipated any year there having a movie coming out.
This question here from NerdJump at Jump Nerd. If you guys were NBA teams, which ones would you be? I'd probably be the Lakers...
The Supersonics.
Ted would be the Heat.
Yeah.
And Aaron, I'd probably give you, like, the Wizards.
Gritty.
You know? Yeah, you're there. You're there. You had Gilbert.
How the fuck are you the Lakers? How's Teddy the Heat?
Some hot.
I don't know. I feel like Ted fits in with the Heat culture, you know?
Ted's
Pat
like
Riley,
Bucks.
Low body fat. Yeah, Ted's the Bucks?
Yeah.
I'll take the Bucks, too. Yeah. Lunch pail guy? Yeah, I like the Bucks.
Yeah, he's the Bucks. You're like...
Defense-oriented.
Denver.
I'm a big defender.
Denver? I'd take Denver.
Yeah.
First state that weed was legal in. Got the altitude advantage.
I'll be the Knicks. It's an embarrassment.
So Nash is the Lakers.
No.
Nash is...
Nash is Charlotte.
I'm going to say Real Madrid.
This question here from Trey at CW_Riley3. Who was the better villain, Gustavo Fring or Tywin Lannister?
Gus.
Well, Tywin's not really a villain.
He was doing it for his family, so he wasn't really a villain.
I would say Gus.
Yeah, Gus.
Gus is probably the second best.
I think he's a better actor.
Gus is a better actor?
I think he is the better actor.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
They're both great. I mean, the difference is Gus was the definitive villain in his run on the show, where Game of Thrones, there were multiple at all times.
But you can also make Gus the protagonist at times, kind of like Tywin. Protagonist of
the
story.
When he goes against the cartel and that little story. Because right then they kill...
Yeah, Gus was very sympathetic, I thought. Until he tries to kill Walt. I mean, who are you rooting for at that point?
And Walt's not the, greatest guy in the world either.
He's doing it for his family.
Walt?
Yeah.
Ted is basically... You know how Todd worships Walt? That's basically Ted. Just worships Walt, no matter what he does.
Doing it for your family. Get a couple bucks, treat for your treatment, and put some aside and live the rest of your life.
Yeah, he really did go off the handles, huh?
He got cocky with it. So, well, I can just keep making money. It's like, yeah, I guess I'll do that.
How much money did he have in that safe? Or at the storage unit?
I think like $80 million, right?
I think that might have been his total.
Hmm.
I feel like he just kept getting money.
That scene, man, that was great. I mean, he said we can just take some of this and leave. He's like, we had like 7 guys killed in 30 seconds, right?
Yeah. He's like, Mexico, that's all I'm saying. Good old Huel. This question here from Sarah Beth at Lady Macbeth. If you could hack into anyone's computer, which would it be? Whose would it be, and what would you want to uncover?
Like anyone?
Yeah, anybody in the world.
Trump's.
Yeah, that's the first place I go. Trump.
I don't want to get in that water. End up dead on the side of the street.
What?
You're not getting caught.
If you get caught, yeah.
You're not getting caught, though. The whole scenario is who would you want to go in?
Yeah, but it doesn't say you're not getting caught. That's ridiculous. You got to put that and factor into it. You got to be safe with it.
I'd say Leonardo DiCaprio. I just want to read his emails, you know?
Actually, Eminem.
Who's he? Eminem's computer is probably like just dark web videos.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Yeah. All incognito windows
it's
open.
Like you go, you hack into his webcam and just him just sitting there staring straight ahead for 10 hours at a time.
Just staring at the wall, scribbles in his notebook.
Yeah.
Just writing his lyrics.
I really wish... like National Treasure's real, and there really is a book that has all the secrets in it. That'd be something I'd love to know.
Yeah, I'd hack like...
Wouldn't it? Like all the nation's secrets?
Well, Edward Snowden on Joe Rogan said that he had a lot of access to the major secrets of the country, and there was nothing on aliens.
Really?
He said he found nothing on aliens, and that a lot of the conspiracy theories are probably not true.
Did he say anything else like that?
Yeah, that's what an alien would say.
I gotta listen to that podcast.
It's like 3 hours, dude.
Good listen?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Huh. No free ads.
For Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Piggybacking off NerdTube.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it's going.
This question here from Umar Kushi. What scenes in The Joker do you think actually happened, and which ones were in Arthur's head? Have you guys seen this, the clock that never changes in multiple scenes?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought, too, because there's a lot of, inconsistencies in his behavior and, I guess, the setting around him. And he is an unreliable narrator, so there is some possibility there. I don't know if any of it like actually has a meaning. Like, I don't know if Todd Phillips has like a definitive answer. He kind of even said that it's up into interpretation. I think a lot of it just might just be coincidence.
I think that's him going with the story.
Yeah.
Going with what people are making up.
Yeah.
I feel like that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he's...
Damn it.
...has that type of...
Oh, you guys cracked it?
Yeah.
Slick devils.
So, I kind of view it as a straightforward narrative where nothing is really, except for the obvious when different flashbacks, and you can tell that he is in either having like a hallucination or a thought or something along those natures. But it is interesting to think about. I don't know. I kind of don't want it to be. The whole thing is in his mind. That's kind of like, yeah.
I feel the same way. I always hate those when like a whole movie goes by and then like the character wakes up. It's like, really?
Yeah, it's let's hope
it's
not.
Like a waste.
Well, we'll probably never get an answer. It's probably something they just threw in to fuck with us, you know? The clock never changes. They're going to eat that up. Dummies. This last question here from Snake at SolidSnake8891. What's your all-time favorite horror movie? What movies do you rewatch every year around Halloween?
All the Insidiouses.
Yeah, I like the Insidiouses and the Conjuring rings.
Yeah, Conjuring.
I'm not a big holiday-themed movie watcher. Well... I like, you know, like I like Christmas movies and Halloween movies, whatever, but I feel like, oh, it's Christmas time.
You don't like Thanksgiving movies?
God, what's Thanksgiving movies?
There's not many.
The Great Big Pumpkin? The
Great Big Pumpkin.
So I can do pumpkins in.
Yeah, for other movies, I mean, Valentine's Day kind of has some.
Rom-coms.
July 4th, a little bit.
Patriots
Day. One on the 4th of July.
Don't tell you me have to watch do. Halloween, though, on Halloween.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
That's a fact.
I've watched three horror movies for Halloween. I did Paranormal Activity 2. Didn't finish it. Fell asleep. Pet Sematary. Fell asleep. Woke up. Finished it. Terrible. The new Pet Sematary. Just absolutely horrible. And The Exorcist. First time I ever saw it. Been sleeping on The Exorcist for a long time. You ever seen that one, Ted?
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie is fucking horrifying.
It's like, it's just eerie. Like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not scary just because, I don't think it's scary because of how old it is, but.
No. But it's like, actually
the images
like,
in the movie is scary.
Yeah. It's like. I think the scene that haunts me the most is when the two priests finally walk into the room together to perform the exorcism, because the makeup on the young girl is so well done. But the exorcist is like an actual movie.
I love watching. I'm all about Cinema? The exorcist movies.
It is. Yeah.
Emily Rose, Hannah Grace, another one I just watched too, I forgot.
The TV
Wait,
show.
The Hannah Grace movie?
Yeah.
You like that?
I didn't like it. I watched it.
Oh.
I'm saying I love watching those movies.
Okay.
Like,
well, Ted likes all that shit. Ted believes in ghosts and
I believe
demons.
In it.
Yeah, you're a nut.
Yeah, I mean, there's just not a million stories on it for no reason, right?
That's true. Just like superheroes.
Yeah,
a million
yeah. No,
stories.
That's different. Millions of stories about something, you know? It's real. All right, everybody. That's the Nerd Soup Podcast for today. Time to wrap
up. I'm buying
it.
I'm buying into that.
Oh, you buy into a lot. Well, the Snowden conspiracies, you're like, yeah, he didn't have access. He didn't really know.
I'm just saying.
He's bluffing.
Same thing for a buck, you know?
Oh, Snowden.
Yeah.
Literally living in exile in Russia.
Yeah. He's an old mercenary. Yeah, wrapping it up. I'm Bo Oliver.
I think he likes it.
Russia?
Yeah, he might like it.
Who knows, yeah.
That was his end game. Maybe he was a spy for Russia.
Oh.
I went to the International Spy Museum. There was this Russian spy who took on like 16 personas throughout his spy career. And then the Russian government eventually just arrested him. Because they're like, you've gotten too popular and powerful, and we're afraid you might like try and make a move against Stalin, so jail for 16 years.
Yeah, so
we're
gonna,
all this hard
so
work.
We're going to cut that out.
Yeah. Your pension is cut. And
too good at your job.
Thank you, though.
But thanks. thanks for all the secrets.
I'd love to be a spy. Yo, that'd be... I think if I could pick one profession in my life, I think I'd pick to be a spy.
No.
International spy, man, that's sick.
Yeah, being but I feel like all the movies, like their lives, like they have no real life. You know, they're always on the
run.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal. You would love that, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't be able to keep up with the lying and the manipulation. I would crack because they're all looking for that. Like once you slip up one thing, your whole life is not a lie. You live a very straightforward life.
You live
the most normal life.
Have a cookie cutter life.
My whole life isn't a lie. All this time, Ted's been a Russian sleeper spy.
What is a code word to awaken him?
What's the episode? Family Guy?
Free food. Hey guys, thank you for watching this video. And of course, we would like to thank our Patreon supporters. Without you guys, Nerd Soup wouldn't be Nerd Soup. Seriously, your support is what keeps the fridge full. So thank you once again for your support. If you are interested in supporting Nerd Soup through Patreon, visit our page and check out the different rewards we offer to our fans. If not, then no problem. We appreciate anyone who takes time from their day to watch our videos. So thank you to each and every one of you out there watching, and remember to like and share this video. And hit the subscribe button if you want to see more videos like it. Or don't.